Tell it, tell it, sing it, sing it, let the joy bells ring it, o'er and o'er evermore, tell and sing the news.
Welcome to the Pastor's Heart. Dr. Craig Bush is pastor of the Grace Baptist Church in Kearneysville, West Virginia. Dr. Bush has been preaching, counseling, and encouraging people since 1980. Let his 4+ decades of experience help you today. We pray the Lord will use this time to keep you encouraged in your spiritual life. Join us now as we dive into some practical thoughts and truths from God's Word.
Hello, friend. Welcome to the Pastor's Heart broadcast. This is Pastor Craig Bush, your host, and I want to encourage you today with a thought from God's Word. In Psalm 55, we'll read the first 6 verses together. Give ear to my prayer, O God, and hide not thyself from my supplication. Attend unto me, hear me. I mourn in my complaint, and make a noise because of the voice of mine enemy, because of the oppression of the wicked, for they cast iniquity upon me, and in wrath they hate me. My heart is sore pained within me, and the terrors of death are fallen upon me. Fearfulness and trembling are come upon me, and horror hath overwhelmed me. And I said, oh, that I had wings like a dove, for then would I fly away and be at rest. Lo, then would I wander far off and remain in the wilderness. Selah. Life flows in cycles. There's an ebb and flow to every tide. There's an ebb and a flow to life. That's why there is something called, quote-unquote, climate change. People are really kind of silly. You know, in the 1970s, when I was a kid, they talked about a possible ice age. Now, you have people saying global warming. You know, you have good seasons, and you have bad seasons. You have good years, and you have bad years. Finances ebb and flow. Relationships can ebb and flow. Every part of life will have some ebb and flow to it. I played a lot of sports and I enjoy sports. In sports, there's no one who's always on top. You know, the best hitters in baseball are out 70% of the time. Most hitters in baseball go through what they call a slump or a downtime. They may only hit 1 for 20 or 2 for 30. And this is very frustrating, especially to someone who normally is a much better hitter. I've spent my whole life working with people. People go through these slumps spiritually and emotionally. No one is above them. I even deal with preachers while they're in a slump. How we handle these slumps determines our success with the rest of our life. You know, I've seen pro athletes call it quits and end a career in a slump. This is the worst time to end your career. I see Christians go into a slump. They end up giving up on God and church and Christian life. Oh, they don't necessarily go out and live a wicked life, but they just give up because they were in a slump. No one enjoys a slump. It's very frustrating. People have slumps physically. Seems like you go through periods of life where one thing after another's breaking down. Here in Psalm 55, we see God using David to tell us that even a man like David had a slump. Jeremiah hit one of these slumps and wanted to give up. Moses hit several of these slumps and wanted to quit. Elijah sat under a juniper tree after killing the false prophets and wanted to quit. Are you in a slump today? If you are not in one today, I'm going to tell you this, you will be someday. I want to show you how to make it through a slump in your life and not give up. Everybody has a time when we feel like we're going through the motions and not being very successful. It's not as exciting as it once was. That's when you know you're in the slump. It doesn't matter if it's at work or if it's spiritually or if it's in marriage or any area of life. Let me help you today. Number one, don't change anything. Psalm 55:17 says, "Evening and morning and at noon will I pray and cry aloud. They shall hear my voice." Stay in schedule. Stay in schedule. The motive for what you do is not fun or enjoyment. It's to stay in schedule. When a batter goes through a hitting slump, they don't get pulled from the lineup and get moved. No, they go back into the batting cage and put the ball on a tee and start finding the zone, and they start hitting a ball off a tee like a little five-year-old. They're looking for that ball to be in the right zone so that they can hit that ball the way they should. You know, God wants us to get in schedule and stay in schedule and not change. You don't need to change things. The more you change it, the more likely you are to mess it up. Find security in your schedule. Don't change churches. Don't change Bibles. Don't change spouses. Don't change jobs. Just stay in schedule. This is why God showed Moses the tabernacle in heaven, because God wanted the same tabernacle on earth that he had in heaven. Let's stay in schedule. Number two, don't make any major decisions in a slump. When in a slump, your ability to make good decisions is not there. You know, we seem to make bad decisions in a slump, so let's not make any major decisions. Let's not go out and buy a new car or a new house or change jobs, or let's not make any major decisions. One day I begged a pastor not to resign. He was under attack and he was tired. He made the decision to resign for a period of time and let the battle calm down. I begged him not to do it. I begged him not to do it. He was in a slump. He did it anyway, and so many lives were hurt and ruined and shattered because he was in a slump and he changed. When in a slump, you're not your normal. You're not your normal success level. So don't deceive yourself into thinking that you are and that you can come out of this. Number three, don't quit anything when in a slump. Don't quit your job. Don't quit your marriage. Don't quit reading your Bible. Don't quit praying. Don't quit going to all the church services. Don't quit going soul winning. Don't quit your friends. Hey, an athlete doesn't quit batting because he's in a batting slump. Number four, do not go after anything new when in a slump. Be satisfied with the old. It's what got you where you were. Don't try to change to be something that somebody else is. Be satisfied with the success that got you to where you are. This is where churches change. They seek new methods. God gave us a book of a message, but he also gave us a book filled with methods. Let's not try to do anything new. Number five, when in a slump, keep on doing what you're supposed to do. Go back to the basics. As I said before, you just go back to the basics. When a hitter goes into a hitting slump, he'll put the ball on a tee, just a little post on the ground, and hit it like little kindergartner boys in T-ball. Why? Because he's learning to get back into that zone. You go back and do what you did that made you successful, and you'll continue to succeed. Go back to what got you successful and do it again. Keep getting the gospel out. Keep helping people. Keep serving. Keep doing that which you're supposed to do. You may not see the results, but God will. Hey, let's not stay in a slump. Let's have a great day today, and let's give God a great day. From the Pastor's Heart, this is Pastor Craig Bush.
Thank you for listening to the Pastor's Heart. We hope this broadcast has been a help to you. If you would like to hear more of Dr. Bush's messages or learn more about Grace Baptist Church, visit gracebaptistwv.com. That's gracebaptistwv.com. Let's go out and change eternity today.
Tell and sing the news.